everybody. I'm Marianne Katsidis, and this is the Heart-Led Changemaker podcast. Have you ever been in a conversation with someone where it felt so juicy and inspired that it left you feeling energized and ready to take on the world? There have been countless times I wished I could have recorded conversations like that because it felt criminal that no one else got to hear or experience that feeling. Those conversations ignite something inside of you because you visualize a new way to connect with others and sometimes even a new world. This show will provide you with ways to stay focused on the future, some food for thought, new ideas and concepts, a way to create abundance ethically, a showcase of those already doing the work and succeeding, and a sense of connection. Being a change maker can be very lonely, so this will serve as a community for heart-led warriors. Sit back and let this high-vibe, heartfelt conversation light you up. Today's guest is Marco, a dedicated individual with an immense passion for helping people achieve their best selves. With extensive background in soccer and 5 years of CrossFit, he has a deep understanding of physical fitness. He is certified in the Wim Hof Method, Oxygen Advantage, and the Buteyko Method as well, showing his commitment and knowledge to health and wellness. Additionally, he has trained in Animal Flow, which gives him a unique perspective on exercise and movement. Marco truly embodies the idea of living a healthy and balanced lifestyle, one breath at a time. Marco, welcome. Fantastic to have you on the show today.
Thank you very much, and thank you for having me. Absolute pleasure.
So to get us started, I'd really like to chat about the Wim Hof Method. That's the thing that I'm probably the most curious about. I've seen it in so many places across the socials. And at one stage, I booked in to have that experience, but I wasn't well. So just for our audience who don't really know too much about it, are you able to explain it in a bit more detail?
Yep. So Wim Hof is a beautiful soul from the Netherlands, and he's come up with a method that you can tap into your own mind and body and soul, and just a beautiful way to connect with yourself through obviously breathwork. Then there's three pillars to the method. There's the breathwork, the mindset, and then the cold exposure. And then combining all three together, you just get a beautiful experience. And there's more and more research now coming out of it as well. He's put himself right out there and open to all kinds of experiments and researchers. And everything that's been coming back has been super positive, not just for the mind, body, and soul, but anything to do with the immune system, nervous system, everything that was apparently not achievable, he's proved everyone wrong. And that was all through the breathwork. And obviously the cold exposure as well. So he's proved a lot of people wrong, and not just by talking, but actually putting the work in, putting the science in, and now the science is backing it up as well. So yeah, it's a beautiful method that can help, I believe, everyone in a certain way. Yeah, it works for everyone in different ways. Every time you do it is a different experience as well. So you just got to be open-minded and open to it, and just let the body do what the body needs to do and just feel.
So why is it so effective in your opinion? What is it about the cold therapy and the breath work that comes along with it? What is it that it releases or unlocks inside of each individual?
So with the cold exposure, with the cold showers and the ice baths, proven for a long time, there's been heaps of benefits out of it. Even when I was playing soccer, I used to always have ice baths for recovery. But then looking into the method and going into the ice bath or into the cold with a different mindset, it just completely changed the game for me. Not just does it only strengthen your mind, but it resets the immune system, nervous system, gets everything activating and firing on all cylinders the way it should be. You know, because today we live a pretty comfortable life. You know, everything's on the tip of our hands, so the click of a button, you know, get food, drinks, you name it, everything can happen just like that. And the brain and our bodies are things of comfort, and we don't put ourselves out there. We get very lazy very easily. So putting yourself in a stressful environment but under control, you can actually raise your tolerance to stress, anxiety, and all kind of those situations. And at the end of the day, you're being in control. And who doesn't want to be in control of their own mind and body and soul? So exposing yourself and putting yourself out there in those kind of situations, it's all about being learning how to be comfortable in the uncomfortable. And even stress, you got to look at stress like a muscle. You can train that muscle like every other muscle in the body. So the more you put yourself in those kind of situations, the higher your tolerance to stress will be. And then, you know, having a 2-3 minute ice bath every day, when you go in traffic and sit in the car and someone beeps your horn, you're not going to really affect it that much. You're not going to turn the window down and turn around and start swearing at the bloke. You're just going to go, yeah, no worries. And just keep going on, get on with it. Even anxiety is, and stress as well. They're both arguably, if not the biggest killers in the world at the moment, especially with the recent years that have happened and have come. So to be able to train those muscles, your mindset, is in a natural way without any medication or, I don't know, gym equipment, all you have to do is have a cold shower and just learn how to breathe, which is super simple. Obviously, it's getting more traction now, and so it should, but it's been around for a very long time, but it's just been a forgotten art. It's a forgotten art to learn how to breathe. And it's been around for thousands of years. We breathe every day 25,000 times a day. And if you don't breathe consciously, you're pretty much wasting your life and killing yourself slowly.
Yes. So if you could just explain what's the process at, you know, you have, you know, groups and people coming together to experience the ice baths and the cold therapy. What's the process before, during and after?
Having an ice bath.
Let's talk about ice baths.
Yes. Yeah. So we do the breath work before the ice baths to prepare the body and mind. Because even just doing breath work in the Wim Hof style, you pump your body full of adrenaline. You get more adrenaline rush doing the Wim Hof method than jumping out of an aeroplane, and then combining that with the ice. So you're preparing yourself mentally and physically, calming yourself down. Again, putting yourself in a stressful situation in a controlled manner. And then you just come out of the breathwork, euphoric, calm, collected, grounded, and then you can really put your mind to anything you want. In this case, we're going into an ice bath. Never comfortable. I've been having an ice bath every day for almost 2 years, and there's very rarely is there a time where I just go, yeah, I'm hanging for an ice bath. It very rarely happens, because you know it's cold, you know it's going to suck, but as soon as you get out of it, you know it's exactly what you needed. You get that dopamine hit. Dopamine here is a chemical release in the brain, which releases all the good hormones, good feelings. And compare a dopamine hit compared to a coffee. So coffee gives you about 40 to 50% of dopamine hit. It lasts whatever, half an hour. Having an ice bath or a cold shower, you can get up to 250% dopamine hit, and it lasts 4 to 6 hours. And what it does to the body, it physically, it lasts almost 6 days.
6 days?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I thought it might last like all day, or even, you know, 48 hours. I didn't think 6 days.
Yeah, so the dopamine will last 4 to 6 hours, the dopamine hit, and the good feelings. But what it does physically inside the body, from speeding up the metabolism, turning white fat into brown fat, and yeah, a few other little things. But those effects last for up to 6 days in the body. So really, you don't have to have an ice bath every day, but if you have every, you know, second or third day, you keep that going, and you adapt to it. The body adapts to it pretty quickly as well.
Sure. And so the cold showers, does that work the same way as the ice baths, or it's not quite the same?
I find cold showers sometimes even harder to have it in an ice bath, because you sit in there and you get drops here and there. When you're in the ice bath, your whole body's covered in water and you get used to it. But in a shower, as soon as you move a little bit left, a little bit right, a new spot gets hit and you go, oh, you react again. But yes, you do get the same benefits, probably not as strong as having an ice bath, because the water's not going to be just as cold. Obviously, even here in Melbourne, you know, during winter, it's nice and cold. During the summer, it's not that cold. So, but even then, you still get the same benefit, or not the same benefits, but you get benefits even if it's just under 15 degrees, and everyone's tolerance to cold is going to be different as well. You know, it depends on your mind, bodies, how much even fat you got, how much muscle you got. It's all going to vary to the person very differently. But yes, you can definitely get the benefits out of a cold shower.
Yeah, right. And so with like the ocean, for example, like in wintertime, would you say that that ends up being about the same as what's in an ice bath? Could people do that as a solution?
Absolutely. Again, it depends where you are. Every water is going to be different. My business partner, Reese, and I, we used to go every single Saturday for a whole year before work on Saturdays to the bay for a swim. And that would be anything between 5 and 6.30 in the morning because we didn't start work by 7. So, you know, there's times that we were in the water at 5.30, pitch dark. It's 1 degree outside, but the water's about 10 to 11 degrees. And, yeah, you get the same benefits from having a cold swim and as an ice bath as well.
So the process, to get the most out of the process, you need to do the breath work and the cold therapy, or you can do them separately and it doesn't matter?
You can do it, absolutely. You can do them separately. Combining them, it just makes it a little bit more powerful. And not powerful, but you can just set your mind up a lot easier and you have a better focus. You can go more internal because you want to be internal instead of being stuck in your head. And obviously when you're stuck in your head, all kinds of thoughts come in your mind. It's easy to let the mind race. But once you do the breath work, you're very internal. Again, and even in the ice bath. And that's one of the main things that I love the ice baths, because in the ice bath, you can't think. You're there just pretty much surviving most of the time. And so you're just concentrating on your breath. You're getting very internal. And so if I do a 3-minute ice bath, I have 3 minutes of silence. And, you know, the lives we live these days, those 3 minutes of silence is the best sound in my day.
Yeah, and that's usually the length someone spends in an ice bath, isn't it, 3 minutes?
Yeah, 3 minutes is plenty. To get all the physical benefits, 3 minutes is enough. For beginners, we would recommend 2 minutes to start off with to get used to it. And then sort of anything after that is pretty much mind over matter. And that's a beautiful thing as well, because then you can see how far you want to push yourself. But obviously doing it in a safe environment, you don't want to have a bad experience and not do it again. So, yeah, doing it the right way is obviously the best way.
And so with the breath work, the Wim Hof breath work, how different is that from just a normal meditation where, you know, you're counting, you know, 4 breaths in, holding for 4 and then 8 breaths out, you know, that cycle? How different is it? Is there some other components to it that, you know, people wouldn't be familiar with?
So with the Wim Hof breathing, we do anything between 30 and 40 hyperventilating breaths, which sound like so anyway, quicker in. So you're breathing fully in through the belly, start with the belly, then into the chest and into our head, and then letting it all out. So we bring it in and then just pretty much forcefully in and then just letting it all out. So we do 30 to 40 of them. And then on the, say, the 40th, we exhale everything out and then we hold our breath on our empty lungs. And then the breath hold, again, everyone's going to be different. Everyone has different lung capacities. So you want to be just, you know, holding your breath for as long as you can until you have that urge or deep urge to take a deep breath. When I do it in sort of the workshops or at Flow State in the studio, I'll usually do it first round for a minute, second half will go for a minute and a half, then goes for 2 minutes, and the last round goes for about 2 and 3, 2.5 minutes as the breath holds. It might sound like a lot, but the gas exchanges that happen in the body in the hyperventilation, we trick the body to have more oxygen into the body and less CO2, and CO2 is the trigger in the body that tells the brain that we are out of air and that we need to take a breath in. So when we do the hyperventilation, the oxygen levels go up, CO2 levels go down, and we can easily hold our breath for a lot longer. So then, yeah, we hold the breath for whatever minute, up to 2 minutes, and then we have a recovery breath. We take a full deep breath in, hold that for about 15 seconds to help the gas exchange equalize itself, to come back to normal, and then we go into the next round. And so on.
I really like what you were saying about how, you know, it's kind of getting you comfortable to get uncomfortable. And that is such an important thing with life, right? Because we're all experiencing plenty of uncomfortableness. Everyone is stressed out to the razzoo and so anxious. People are, you know, we're copying, you know, confusing information left, right, and center. So being able to center yourself and getting okay, being uncomfortable with all the shenanigans in our external environments, that's a pretty big gift and a really great way to support yourself, I would think. Do you find that people who are journeying using the Wim Hof method and in those workshops where they're using the ice baths, that they feel different in their life and that they feel like things don't feel as challenging?
Not necessarily challenging. I find a lot of people that come are more to find and gain control. They want to find control over their own breath, over their own body, mind and soul. Once they realize how easy it is, then it becomes a more of a mental challenge as well. See how long they can last in. You know, some people start with 11 to 12 degrees and they work their way lower. We've got two ice baths in our studio. One's at between around the 10 degree mark. And then we've got the other one at 3 degrees. I've got one at home and that sits at 0 degrees. So yeah, it's all, I can see your face at zero.
What's your one at home?
At zero. That's between zero and minus one.
Oh my God, that is hectic. Knowing that it is that cold, like how do you even challenge yourself? This is why I wanted to talk to you, because I don't even understand how you can, you can agree to even how you can even physically move your body to just get in. Is it because you know how good you feel afterwards that's why?
Yeah, pretty much. That's why I said at the start. In the 2 years or 2.5 years that I've been doing it, very rarely do I come in front of the ice bath and go, yeah, it's time for an ice bath. It's always like this, don't look at me, don't talk to me. But once you get in, yeah, it's fun. Now it's a game. I'll watch my heart rate go up. When I jump in and my heart rate goes up to about 120, 110, 120, whatever. And then for me, it's a challenge now to bring my heart rate down. So I watch my heart, I watch my phone or the oximeter or whatever I got. And now within a minute, I can get it down to the low 50s. So
wow,
when you have that power and control, it feels good. It's
Yeah, it would. And yeah. So I've understood that there are a lot of people who have suffered with addiction and that side of things. This is a really great method as well, because it is helping them strengthen their mental capacity, obviously physically as well. It's a release, but mentally they're developing that strength. Have you had many clients come through with addiction that are having that experience? Has that been what you know as well?
Not so much with addiction, but we have a few people that have had previous addictions and they're now looking for ways to, again, just find control and better themselves. And yeah, like I said before as well, who at the end of the day, who doesn't want to have control of their mind, body and soul? And yeah, an ice bath is a beautiful example for that. And a very, comparing to, there's all, you can challenge yourself in many ways. You can go run a marathon, you can go ultra marathons, you go to the gym for 4 hours, you can do CrossFit, this, that. That all takes a lot of time. Ice bath's 3 minutes and you can achieve a lot in those 3 minutes.
Yes, you can. And 3 minutes feels much, much easier mentally, but obviously, it's got its own challenges when you're sitting in,
Oh, absolutely. Every time you're in there, you're surviving. Your body's surviving. You're going into shock. But again, you're putting yourself in that situation. You're putting yourself in that uncomfort to learn to be comfortable. And it's just a beautiful way to train the mind. And then all the other benefits just, speak for themselves as well.
So what got you started in this? Like, what made you try for the first time?
I was going through a bit of a hard period myself, going through separation. And then, the kids were having a hard time as well. And it was sort of in the middle of COVID, which to me was, maybe sounds bad, but it was a great thing at the time. Because I couldn't do anything. I couldn't go anywhere. I could only go to work and come back home, which was perfect, exactly what I needed, so I could work on myself. And just the reason why I got separated was I wasn't happy. And I've realized that through my kids. They kept calling me angry dad. I was playing with my son at one morning and we're just having a good laugh, having a great time. And he's like, oh, dad, something's on your face. I'm like, well, what's on my face? Like, something wrong? He goes, no, you got a smile on your face. He's like, everything all right? Am I doing something wrong? And that was the biggest slap in the face I've ever got in my life. So that was sort of a time where I realized I had to do something. I didn't want to be known as the angry guy, the angry dad, the angry husband and partner. So, that was the start of that sort of journey. And that's where it's brought me now. And definitely the hardest thing I ever did in my life. But it was, now looking back at it, probably one of the best things as well. I have a beautiful relationship with my ex. I'm very grateful to her and her family, how they've gone about everything. I like to think that I've done the right things as well and to support them in all their ways. But, yeah, so anyway, it was a tough time. You know, the kids weren't sleeping, I wasn't sleeping. And I started looking into different things to help myself, to better myself. Obviously, I've always been natural and fit and always looking at the health side. So going into drugs and alcohol wasn't really an option. And I promised to my ex and to the kids that I was living to better myself. So I had to hold that promise as well. And then I come across the Wim Hof method, start off with a bit of breathing on YouTube. And, you know, like most people, when they say breathing, like, what's breathing? Like, we do it normally, it's every day. Like, what are you talking about? But I tried it and, you know, felt really good afterwards. And then going to the ice baths again, like always had ice baths through soccer and stuff like that for recovery. But going in there to challenge my mind, to sit in the uncomfortable and to learn to be uncomfortable was a massive game changer. From going to so many restless nights of sleep, well, not even sleep, just not being able to sleep. I'll train and do so many things, go for runs, and it didn't work. Nothing, whatever I did, it couldn't help me fall asleep. And as soon as my head hit the blocks, the pillows, it's like the horses came out of the blocks and it was game on. And I just couldn't do anything about it until I found that. Then the breathwork, yeah, the breathwork just changed everything for me. And then going forward, like I said, it was the first time I found peace and quiet in my mind, and it was just the best sound I've ever heard. And then going forward, I started doing meditation with the kids and the breathwork with the kids. Because even like an ice bath, 3 minutes of an ice bath is equivalent to half an hour of meditation. That's what they say, but that's all backed by science. So, and then started doing meditation and breathwork with the kids. They started sleeping better. X noticed it as well. Now they all do it together as well. So it's, you know, transferred to them as well. And, you know, they're 9 and 7 now. And for them to have these kind of things in their locker at this age, I think is super important and crucial, just to be able to control their feelings and emotions, and then to downregulate when they need to. When they feel upset, they know they can take a couple of deep breaths and just calm themselves down. They know they can go to the room and meditate for a couple of minutes to settle down. And then obviously when they play up, they can go up to the room and meditate instead of me yelling and screaming at them. So it works in many different ways, in all very good ways. I've got one good example as well with my older son. He cut his hand and had to go get stitches into the hospital. My ex, she is horrible with needles, got a massive phobia of needles, so absolutely useless in the hospital. And, so she was obviously scared and afraid that he had to get stitches. He was now, and that's transferred to her, or to him, sorry. He's now getting a bit anxious and stress is kicking in. He just remembered dad said just to breathe nice and slowly through the nose, relax yourself. So he closed his eyes, started breathing, did a couple of breaths, put his hand out. Doctors sewed it up in a minute. He put his hand down and walked out like nothing happened. And yeah, Steph called me. She's like, I don't know what you're doing, but you just keep doing that, because that was freaking amazing. So again, as a kid, to be able to react like that in that kind of moment, that's just going to benefit for him going through his life in so many ways. Like, I know myself that I was always a fiery kid, never got into fights or anything like that. It was just a little troublemaker, even in school and stuff like that. If I knew how to calm myself down, I probably would have done a lot better in school, in soccer. But we live and learn, so it's all a challenge, it's all a journey. And you know, obviously don't regret anything that I've done. And we just learn from our, I wouldn't say mistakes, but we learn from these things, and we grow from them, we evolve. And yeah, if we're smart enough, we get better and move on.
Absolutely. And what a beautiful gift to give your boys. I mean, when you think about, you know, teaching them tools, these are some of the most critical tools they could ever learn. And learning how to self-regulate your emotions is such a big part of emotional intelligence. You know, that's a gift, no matter what they choose to do or how they choose to express themselves. And whether it's in sports or out in work, at school, relationships, all of that is so critical and so important, and understanding what's yours and what someone else's. So, I wish that they would teach that more in schools. These are things that kids actually need to learn. Absolutely. These are fundamental things. And what a difference our world would be if they were taught how to do that. And so it's, you know, it's really heartwarming to hear that you're leading the way and they're seeing you as an example, because it's not like you're just sprouting for them to do it, and you don't stand in that truth yourself, you're actually leading the way by showing them, oh, this is what I do, and I'm going to show you how to do that too. And in this house, this is how we, you know, we work through things. And that's, I mean, that's brilliant.
Yeah. Yeah, everyone operates in different ways and different levels, and obviously each to their own. But I also think that it'll be a, it would be a much happier place if everyone could just take a nice, slow, long, deep inhale and exhale and calm down, put a smile on your face and carry on.
Totally. And it would stop a lot of people projecting their shit onto other people. Yeah. And it would be easier to, because a lot of people run away from their feelings, right? They don't want to feel the things that they're feeling. And so they either suppress, run away, attack, all of those things. So if they spent more time, you know, working with their breath and taking, you know, even just saying to the other person that they're engaged with, look, I just need to take a couple of breaths. Just give me a sec. And actually having that respect, I mean, how much better would that be? I think about all the big corporates, you know, in all of those exchanges. Imagine if people were giving themselves that grace and giving other people that grace to just process for a minute instead of just, you know, being on the go, go, go all the time.
Yep.
I think that would be pretty amazing.
Yeah. So, and it's not something that you need to go in a different room or something like that. You can just be talking like we are talking now and just take a deep breath in. And then you just take a step back and relax, zoom out, look at the big picture, exhale, and then get back into the conversation.
Yeah, because sometimes in with the good feelings and the not so good feelings, people tend to hold their breath. I know I'm guilty of that. If I feel overwhelmed or if I feel excited about something, I stop breathing. I have to consciously remind myself to come back to the breath, you know, and to stay in my body. And I think a lot of people don't realize that that's what's happening for them. So I'm absolutely loving that more and more people are teaching the Wim Hof method and teaching people how to breathe, because I know you're certified in a number of modalities regarding breath work too. So bringing all of those things in together is a pretty big gift. And so you've got gym called Flow State as well, that's located in Melbourne. And so you've incorporated breath work as part of the training that happens at in your gym, right?
Yeah. So we start every session that we start with starts off with a bit of breath work. Again, there's so many different types of breath work out there, and each breath work has different, you know, things that they can do. If you want to charge up your body, you want to be inhaling more than your exhale, because your breath controls even your heart rate. When you inhale, your heart rate is going to go up. When you exhale, your heart rate goes down. So if you want to amp yourself up for a bigger workout pump, you're going to inhale more than you exhale. If you want to calm yourself down, you're going to inhale and then have a longer exhale than your inhale. Yeah, so we start every session with breath, because it's another way also to get out of your head, forget about everything that's going outside, work, family, all your issues and problems, internal, and then we start the workouts after that. It's a journey, it's a process. You know, we start nice and slow, work our way back up, and then we come back down and we finish off with either breathwork or meditation, Shavasana, to down-regulate, bring the heart rate back down, get back internal, be that mindfulness back into the body and mind. And then, yeah, everyone just walks out with a big smile on their face and ready to conquer the rest of the day.
Of course, because you're taking them through so much self-care by setting them up like that. I just love that. I was saying to you before we started recording that I haven't seen any gyms or any gym instructors out there doing that technique. And I know for me, I'm very spiritually inclined and I'm also very sensitive energetically. So having that set up, like I do that personally on my own, but if I could have that facilitated so I didn't need to think about that, that would be so much easier. And it's so great that you're leading that change too. I think that's incredible. And I can only imagine the transformations that happen as a result, because you're helping people release beforehand. You're releasing physically, obviously, you know, because they're training hard in whatever they're doing, but also they're strengthening their mind, and then you're anchoring them back down so they're grounded when they leave. They're not just, you know, hyped up and exhausted, you're helping them anchor back in as part of that integration. And I think that that's really incredible.
Yeah, well, it's exactly spot on what you just said there. But it's also that you need to then regulate at the end of each workout, because if you're doing a, you know, it's all about the yin and yang as well. It's all about the balance. And that's why we do the mixed modality training. And we finished off with the meditation, the shavasana, and the breath work, because you want to downregulate. Otherwise, you know, you just done a workout. Your adrenaline's pumping. It's all spiked up. If you don't downregulate that, that adrenaline's going to keep rising until it stops. Then you just come back down. It's going to crash. But if you bring it up, downregulate, your energy level is going to sustain throughout the whole day. There's not going to be any crashes. And so it's just important as an energetic level as well, not just a spiritual one as well.
That makes so much sense, because in the mornings I meditate and then I'll go to Pilates. I do Pilates a few times a week and I love that. It's really good. I didn't realize the benefits of, like, mentally. I picked up a lot of, like, internal programming doing Pilates on the reformer. But what I've noticed is because I don't downregulate afterwards, I do have that. I have that full peak, like I'm feeling good, and then it is a big time crash after that. And until you just said that, I didn't put those pieces together. So I'll start when I get back home after I've trained. I'll do some meditation and try and sort of bring all of that energy down.
Yeah, it's something simple as even just box breathing, which is four in, four hold, four out, four hold. You can do that while you're driving the car.
Yeah.
You know, it's nothing. You know, it could be a couple of minutes. All you need is 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes. And it can be done anyway. You can do it while you're walking back to the car, while you're driving the car or whatever. And it's going to make a hell of a difference.
Yeah, that's really amazing. That's what a beautiful gift to receive that today. Thank you. That is awesome. So what out of all the things that you do, you know, when you look at everything as an entirety, what do you love the most?
As in what I do at the moment?
Yeah, what you do at the moment.
That's a hard one. There's a lot of things that we do and there's a lot of great things we do, but to cover it all in under one umbrella is just changing people's lives every day. You know, I've come from a construction industry, worked on the tower cranes for over 12 years and always working for others. And it's not even about the money, because when someone comes to you or sends you a message, you know, that was great, thank you. Or even after a breathwork session, that was life-changing. That's what I do it for, change people's lives, help people, and just there one breath at a time.
I absolutely love that. So, Marco, how can our audience connect with you?
I'm not very active on social media. I'm not a big fan of it, even though it's super necessary these days. But, yeah, I'm on Instagram. I'm on the Wim Hof Method platform as well. The other one is Oxygen Advantage. I'm there as well, so as with the Buteyko Method. But I guess Instagram's the easiest way to go these days.
Yes, and I will include all the links to all the things. But I just wanted to say thank you so much for agreeing to be on the show. I've had an absolute blast chatting to you, and thank you for answering all my questions about the Wim Hof Method and about the breath work. It's been really good to get all of that intel and that insight from you.
Thank you very much. It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you for having me.